Washington and Tacoma Park. In Washington, they hurried out to Tacoma Park and found a 50-acre block of land about a mile from the post office. This had been developed by a Dr. Flower, who operated a medical institution in Boston and planned to open one in the Washington area. After investing $60,000 in the land and clearing it, he fell into financial trouble. It was now in the hands of a man who held a $15,000 mortgage on it. He was willing to sell for $6,000. Daniels wrote, "We paid $100 to bind the bargain. They praise God for his opening providence," Ibid. 50 acres of well-located wooded land 7 miles from the U.S. Capitol, situated by a beautiful stream, Sligo Creek, for $120 per acre. In their initial planning, the brethren saw this as most suitable for sanitarium and school purposes. Recognizing the advantage of Seventh-day Adventist literature bearing the Washington, D.C., imprint, the brethren projected that they could also buy a tract of several acres just a mile to the south, inside the District of Columbia, for a modest investment. Daniels promised Ellen White, "We shall counsel with you freely on this point." Ibid. Anticipating an immediate move, they sought and found in downtown Washington a building with 16 rooms, just a few blocks from the Capitol, which could serve as a temporary headquarters. It seemed to be just the place. Even some printing equipment could be installed in the basement and first floor rooms. They would take possession August 15th or a little earlier. Daniels went on to report to Sister White. There was not a dissenting voice among the brethren who were engaged in this important move. The blessing of the Lord rested upon us as we made our decisions day by day. We believe that the good hand of our God is leading us, Ibid. A new printing corporation was formed while the men were in Washington. The address, 222 North Capitol Street, would be shared by the new publishing concern and the General Conference Office. Operations would begin in Washington in 3 weeks' time, August 15, 1903. Knowing Ellen White as he did, Daniels wrote, "I am expecting that before spring you will feel it your duty to come to Washington to see our situation, and counsel with us regarding the work." Ibid. He even proposed to put up on the new land a little cottage that she could occupy. These propositions Ellen White was not to forget.